Hi, I'm Mario Guerra, the two-time former mayor of the great city of Downey, and I'm here with my co-host, Eric Pierce, the editor of the Downey Patriot. You're listening, you're watching Talking Downey with Mario
and Eric. We're talking Dodgers today.
We got to talk Dodgers.
I'm excited for this.
I know. We have a great Christmas gift that the LA Dodgers gave to the entire Dodger fan base and community. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it only costs $1 billion, but I'm not spending it.
Not my money.
You know, yeah. I don't drink those $20 beers, which are not going to be $50. And their hot dogs are pretty decent already. Mm-hmm. I don't mind paying $10 for a hot dog. Mm-hmm. I want to see us win.
Yes, because, you know, we deserve it, and we've come so close, and now there's excitement.
Oh, my gosh. It's amazing. It's amazing on there. So I'm in a partnership for our season tickets on there. Bob Arthur used to be his dad's from 60 years ago. So we are the third row. We're in row C. You've been to our seats many times. Row C in the tunnel three, so almost right behind home plate, and row C, the third row, which in the old days was the third row. Now you have all those dugout ones right in front of it, but it's right down there. Yeah. That was the third row. So we have amazing seats to watch I can't wait. I just can't wait.
No, and you know, we've both been Dodger fans forever, regardless, you know, through the good and the bad. And you know, my favorite time of the year. Almost is the springtime when, you know, spring training starts, you know, you kind of, there's something special about baseball and now having this lineup and we have pitching and everything's kind of coming together.
Yeah. It's going to be crazy. So we just wrote a lineup a couple minutes ago. Okay. Eric and I. So you got three MVPs at the top of the lineup. Mm-hmm. So you got Mookie Betts leading off, and now he's coming to second base. Mm-hmm. You got Freeman, batting second.
Super consistent.
He just makes contact all the time, doubles and thing out. And then Shohei Ohtani batting third. Okay. And then you got Will Clark. I'm older than him. Will Clark was the guy we used to hate from the Giants.
Yeah, now I remember.
First Will baseman, Smith batting cleanup. Okay. That's going to be awesome. You know, then you got Muncy batting fifth. And, you know, Muncy started off slow last year, you know, was coming off an injury in his arm the year before that. And everybody's, but, you know, look at his numbers. He actually had a pretty decent year last year.
He did okay.
So for average, but home runs and RBIs.
Yeah, that's fine. But I do think there's room for improvement there, I think, you know.
Okay, all right. Well, but he just seems like a good guy. So Muncy, then you got Outman on center field. You got Speed. You got a youth on there. Hopefully his bat sticks around. So then batting seventh, you got Hayward. In right field,
Jason Hayward.
Mookie's now playing second base for that. Then in left field, you got Chris Taylor. Okay, Chris Taylor's, by the way, he's really fast. Mm-hmm. You know, I met him last year in spring training, and he was so nice in the Dodger clubhouse and everything else. He was so nice to my grandson, and me. We got a picture taken. It was really fun. So he's a good guy. And then last, you got coming back is always that thought of Gavin Lux. Mm-hmm. How's he doing in his rehab for his shortstop?
You're not a Gavin Lux guy.
I'm not a Gavin Lux fan.
That's okay.
I know. I just think we needed to. I mean, I felt terrible. He was, you know, the position, he finally earned it. He was having a decent spring. And then you could see that play when he just looked back and his leg kind of buckled underneath him. You're like, oh, my God, this poor man.
Yeah, out for the year.
So out for the year right there.
That was tough.
So you feel for the human compassion.
Sure.
There, so.
But this could be his bounce back year where he comes out. He's excited. What a great year for him to come back and make have a statement year.
Oh, yeah. And then you got Yamamoto pitching. This guy is.
Have you seen him pitch?
I've seen the videos.
Of course.
And stuff like that. But he's got a 99 mile an hour fastball, and he's got a wicked off speed that drops 2.5 feet.
Right.
He was MVP for 3 years in a row of their best baseball league. MVP and also Cy Young Award 3 years in a row. And he's only like 25
years old.
Yeah. So this is like, I mean, I'm sorry. This is an amazing addition. Everybody in the world want him. So
he's a small guy too.
He's a small guy, like only 5'11" or something. Yeah, like that.
He's a small guy.
But we got him.
Yeah.
So I'm excited on that, mm-hmm. you know. And then we got from the trade from Tampa Bay, we got our local. What's his last name?
Glasnow.
Glasnow, yeah. So we got two top pitching right there.
Right.
You know.
Do you feel at all a little guilty?
No, the Yankees did it. No, I don't. I know what you're right. I know what you're going to say. Go ahead.
No, that's exactly what I'm saying. No. But most of our talent has been homegrown.
Yes,
for the most part. Okay. And the players that we did acquire we acquired them with homegrown talent.
Yeah.
Right.
So and we did that in the past. You know, I mean, we had wasn't it like 5 or 6 years we had the rookie of the year internally. I mean, you know, even in our lineup here, you got some of these guys that are local, you know, and stuff like that. No, I don't feel bad. Oh, the team that money can buy. I don't care. Mm-hmm. I want us to win.
Yeah.
And the Dodgers, they're good people. We're gonna get there. I was even thrown the non-controversy thrown at me this week when I posted something good about the Dodgers. I'm sorry. I could either cheer for him or not cheer for him. And my dad used to take me to the game. We'd eat the frozen banana or the chocolate malts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in. Going there and reminds me of my dad, and it's the same nostalgic feeling because the stadium's the same.
It's just great, wholesome fun. Yeah, it's a good time.
We'll be going to games on it.
Yeah. So, do you want to see Kershaw back?
I do.
Yeah.
Only because I think he needs to retire in a Dodger uniform.
Yeah.
Now, I understand. I don't know. So if you're Dodger management, so he can't pitch until the middle of the year. I think he made $20 million last year for a one-year thing, right, to get him back. So I don't know. Do you offer him $10, $15 million to come back for that? Because, you know, with him, you know the dedication, the determination, and the drive to be good, to get back to normal is going to be there. Because, you know, we already know his work ethics. Future Hall of Famer. I don't know. Can you buy another $10 or $15 million pitcher for half of the season? Probably not.
Right. So. But you know what? When he's good and he's healthy, he's good.
Yeah.
He is. You know, obviously we know his postseason struggles, but that goes for a lot of people, right? And I think the criticism has been a little unfair towards him.
Right.
But I think you don't have to bring him back. I would like to see him back.
Oh, yeah. He's our clubhouse guy. 2 years. I mean, you know, with Mookie and Freddie, they did terrible in the playoffs.
Absolutely.
Hitting-wise. So our bats did freeze, you know. I mean, in 2020 on there, we had, you know, Corey Seager just, you know, thank goodness. And look at the year he had.
Right.
It's interesting, and I think it's just a different change. It's interesting to see the players like Corey Seager, like Cody Bellinger that left us. And, I mean, Cody Bellinger, you know, everybody's like, oh, my God, this guy, he's lost it. His career's over. He can't, you know, comeback player of the year. He's got the same swing on there. He was hurt.
Yeah. I'm happy to see that for him.
I am, too. He seemed like a nice young man.
Yeah. So. No, I'm happy for him.
So, yeah. Anyway, so listen, next year we have that. We're just talking baseball now and then talking sports. So UCLA is going to the Big 12.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing schedule. I don't care. People transferring in the portal, transferring in, and fired Chip Kelly to whatever. I'm a homer. You know what? We're going to have 11 guys in the field at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be playing in the Rose Bowl against Big 10 teams. And we get to go to a couple of those games. I get to go all the home game, some of the away games. I don't care. I'm excited.
Yeah.
It's a good year for football.
That's part of being a fan, right?
Yeah.
It's the good and the bad, the ups and downs.
So the last couple of days, I've been watching, you know, sports and late at night and so forth. There's a couple shows that I want to recommend to everybody. So there's a series on ESPN called 30-30. Okay. It's been great. Mm-hmm. It's almost like a 60 minutes, but for a sports segment.
It's a great series.
There's one that just came out, and it's called A Minister of Defense, and it's about Reggie White. It's a little bit longer than normal. It's like about 2 hours and stuff. But it was also narrated by his son, and it shows a lot of him talking. And he died at 43 of a heart attack. Very good man. Amazing domination of the sport and how he did it. And some of the things that just, you know. Anyway, worth watching. 30 on 30, A Minister of Defense, Reggie White.
Yeah, because you know I know Reggie White as a football player.
Right.
I knew him, you know, growing up in the 90s. You see him on TV. He was just this this force on the football field. But I didn't know much about him on a personal level. Yeah. But you were mentioning some of the things. So I do want to watch it.
Yeah. You know what's interesting is they even had some of today's players commenting on there, especially defensive linemen. He had a move that even they said, we just don't know. It took physics. He would go to a lineman, go there, okay, to your right shoulder. Mm-hmm. You'd go there, and as soon as you started moving to there, so now you got your weight, he'd go like this with his right arm and just push you, mm-hmm. and now your momentum is carrying you, and then he'd go in. And they said it was just a brilliant engineering and tactical, and even like today's players are saying, it looks easy, mm-hmm. but I can't do it, and I'm an all-star, you know, kind of stuff mm-hmm. on there. So you'd go right there, you'd be moving to go to block me, and then I'd go, boom.
Interesting.
Boom. It was awesome. Yeah. It was awesome, they showed. Anyway, 30-30, Reggie White. And then the other one that's on Netflix is about, and at first I just started watching it. Let me see if I can get into this. It was about the women's World Cup mm-hmm. team. Kind of how they got there and the whole behind the scenes. Kind of like a Hard Knocks on there, if you will.
Sure.
But I watched two episodes. I mean, we know that they lost and, you know, they were two-time champions of the World Cup and they were expected to win. But it was also the human part. It was about the players getting the call that you made the team, the professional players, and they're FaceTiming with the coach and he's telling them. And it was emotional seeing these women and kind of building it up and how – anyways, so that is on Netflix, and I can't remember what it's called, but it's one of the new releases, mm-hmm. and it's about the women's soccer. So if you're bored this weekend on there's two sports-related things.
You know, but you know that the human side of sports, I think, is what makes it so special.
Yeah.
You know, like you mentioned Hard Knocks on HBO. That's the part that you kind of want to watch, right? Yeah. The human element of it. Because those are human beings with human emotions, and we see them as athletes performing for our entertainment, but that human element is what really makes it kind of special.
Yeah, and my wife is not a sports person, but my wife's one of her favorite teams now is the Detroit Lions. Because mm-hmm. 2 years ago, they were on a Hard Knocks. So she literally got into the show.
You invested in it, right?
Yeah. And this year, we got invested in the Jets because of the whole Aaron Rodgers thing. Mm-hmm. And now it's the series is Miami Dolphin. Miami Dolphin. So listen, so I'm a Cuban refugee. So I was only in Miami for 2 weeks and then came here and started Huntington Park. And then we moved to Downey as an adult on there. But you know, my cousins and everybody in Florida is a Miami Dolphin. Mm-hmm. So every year for Christmas with my aunt, stuff like that, you get a Miami Dolphins jacket, a beanie, you know, everything. Mm-hmm. Miami Dolphins was my favorite team.
Yeah.
To this day, and I'm old, you know, Miami Dolphin.
I've never seen you wear a Miami Dolphins.
No, because none of it fits anymore, okay? I haven't got stuff set. But now, I've always loved it. I was a 13-year-old, 1972, Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. I was 13. My cousin George was 11. My dad dropped us off at the Coliseum mm-hmm. for the Miami Dolphins versus the Washington Redskins, George Allen's team. He dropped us off. We had tickets mm-hmm. to go to the Super Bowl. And then, okay, I'll pick you up at this corner, you know, after the game. Who does that
now?
And we were at the game. Somebody tried to steal our tickets as we're walking in. there. We were at the game. I was a witness, and listen, I'm touching my nose, so I'm giving you 100% the truth, to the undefeated season. And it was a 14-7 win. They were going to kick a field goal on there, and Garrel Yepremian gets it, and he got on there. He throws it up in the air. He was their kicker. They run it back and made it 14-7. Mm-hmm. Okay, if not, we would have gone even more. Wow. Anyways, I was there. I was part of history. Eric, I don't have a program. I don't have a ticket. I don't have a picture. Mm-hmm. I don't have anything because we just didn't do
that. We believe you, Mario.
Yeah, 1973. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can tell you that. Anyways, so those.
And but you
I
have went, memories.
I have great memories. I went to every one of the Dolphins on there when they played in the Super Bowl at the Rose Bowl against the Cowboys when they did the same thing against the Red. Anyway, so I'm.
They didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. I'm a Dolphin. I came out of the closet, people. Okay, I'm a Dolphin fan.
You're a Dolphins fan. They're having a good season too. So now's a good time to wear it proudly and embrace it.
Who's your favorite football team?
I don't have a football team.
Really?
I'm a baseball guy. I'm a basketball guy. I'll watch football. I love football. I'll watch it. I don't have a team that I root for. I'm not going to be a Raider fan. Was kind of a choice.
I'm not either.
I'm not a Chargers fan. I'm not really a Rams fan. I can't get invested in a team. So I don't have a team.
I am a Ram fan only because I hate San Francisco people so much. And they think they're the top of the world. So I was there. I took my son when we played the 49ers 2 years ago in the NFC Championship. Mm-hmm. So I think, yeah, they're snobby and they're yeah. And I'm glad we beat them. So I am a Ram fan.
There you go. That's a good reason to be a Ram fan.
So anyways, I hope that you've enjoyed our conversation. We're just talking sports, especially the Dodgers, which we both love. We'll be there coming up shortly. I'm going to Arizona for spring training.
Oh, good.
So we did that last year and took the family. We rented an Airbnb house and
yeah,
we had a blast.
I might head out there too. So, yeah. I used to go there pretty often.
Yeah.
I've been there a couple of years. I was thinking of going out there.
Well, the excitement this year. Oh, my God. Can you imagine? Yeah. You know, with all the players, everybody following Ohtani. Yeah. So I am and, you know, he posted it on social media. So the traveling secretary for the Dodgers, Scott Agasaki, is married to Tiffany Hill. That was my neighbor. Her parents are part of our Progressive Party, and I mean, I know her really well. She grew up with my daughter, so I did their wedding. I married them at the mission up in Monterey, so I've known them for many years. So he posted a picture of his three boys in the Dodger locker room the other day with Ohtani.
Yeah,
and I'm like, I texted him back. I'm like, man, am I jealous. Yeah. You know, that's pretty cool for his kids
that's
to be there
cool.
before he's even played a game for the Dodgers.
Yeah.
So
I hope those kids appreciate it.
Yeah. And I think they are. I mean, it's ironic because, you know, they become part of the Dodger family with the, you know, the traveling secretary makes sure that everything's running smooth. So with the players' kids, so Tiffany's gotten to know the players' wives and the kids all play together.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just life.
Yeah.
It's, you know, team life. So
very nice.
All right. Well, listen, I hope that you've enjoyed this. This was a little goofier, a little bit more relaxed, and a little bit more chill. But we're talking Dodger baseball, okay?
We just wanted to.
We just wanted to. Yeah. And you know what? When you get a podcast, you can do that every once in a while. Be a little silly and goofy. So anyway, so thank you for listening. Thank you for financial partners for being our sponsor as always. And is there any last words you'd like to leave our viewers and our listeners?
You know, thank you for watching.
Yeah.
This is actually our first episode of 2024.
Yeah.
And we thought it was appropriate to talk Dodgers because we're just so excited for the upcoming year.
Yeah.
And thank you for watching, and it's going to be a great 2024.
Yeah, absolutely. So thank you. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Talking Downey with Mario
and Eric.